It is that time of the show where I get my next special guest in studio to catch up on the big news of the week. What's a big headline that's really grabbed this man's attention? His name is Murray Jones. He's the host of 4CA's Breakfast Show, of course. Murray, the bombshell that was Gladys Berejiklian's really stunning, surprising resignation as New South Wales Premier. Not just as Premier, though. She vacated her seat. Big move, I guess really early stages of an apparent investigation down there by the Independent Commission Against Corruption, I think it's called, ICAC. Your thoughts on what happened there, and then let's just talk a little bit about how does that relate back to Cairns. But the Gladys exit, I was shocked. I thought she'd done a fantastic job, and was doing a fantastic job.
And so popular in New South Wales, incredibly popular.
Your thoughts on, should she have stood down?
Well, look, you know, it's an interesting one. And even though I was just as surprised as you were, because, I mean, she's a moderate. I always, you know, work on the basis, whether you're left or right, at least if you're in the centre, you're likely to have that broad appeal. And Gladys undoubtedly had that broad appeal. But, you know, quite a few pundits were actually saying that it was on the cards, it was going to happen. I guess that particular situation with Daryl Maguire always had a certain stench about it. And the fact that, you know, she's fallen on her own sword in so many ways. She's an intensely private person. It wasn't a really serious relationship, so I can understand, you know, from a personal level why she kept it quiet. But look, you know, it was a real surprise to me. But look, Gavin, at the end of the day, you know, and especially from my days as being a lawyer, when it comes to accountability and transparency, it really is the cornerstone of our democracy. Without having that, the whole system falls apart, you know, with respect to corruption, trust in the government. We've got to have that transparency and the accountability. And it's something that's sadly been lacking, particularly in the United States in recent years. So even though I think it's sad that she's fallen on her own sword, she set the standards. So when somebody was going into some form of investigation, you know, she basically has to follow her own rules, and she had to resign. But why did she vacate her seat? That's what I'd like to know.
But doesn't that then beg the question, right? There was no, she hasn't been found guilty of any wrongdoing. The investigation has hardly even started. I mean, I thought she resigned because they announced that they were going to start an investigation, and yet she stood down. So following that logic then, I mean, we have obviously Mayor Bob Manning is under investigation from the CCC here in Queensland. So following, I guess, the Gladys logic, Bob Manning should have stood down while that investigation's going on.
I guess the protocols and what's expected, particularly of our state and federal politicians, is maybe that's, you know, that separate level higher. And I guess there's not that requirement with respect to the way things, you know, work necessarily in council. And I said, I guess it comes back to what I said. She sets the standards. Even though, you know, she's not been found guilty, if you're investigated, there's been some mud thrown, you should at least stand aside. You don't, you know, you may come back to that role if you're cleared. But she obviously, you know, by her own standards, she stood aside. But coming back to what I just said, but she also vacated her seat. Maybe she thinks that the writing's on the wall. You know, what, it's so hard today because so many people are saying, hey, she's going to make a move for federal politics. But, you know, the fact that she's actually vacated her seat there in New South Wales, maybe there is a wider issue, and maybe she knows that the writing's on the wall.
Well, I've even seen chatter that could she be a future prime minister.
Sure.
I mean, that's the esteem.
And she's capable. There's no doubt about that.
That's right. That's the esteem that she's held in. The thing, I guess, that I don't like, Murray, about the Gladys situation and the situation here with Cairns Council is these investigations drag on and on and on. Months and months. Yeah. And without any finding, it just seems to take forever. And all the time that it goes on, the people at the centre of these investigations, again, Mayor Bob Manning, Gladys, whoever it is, they're dragged through the mud. Now, it may end up that they're all cleared and not found.
Sure.
And yet they've been through this almost traumatic, very public experience. I think that is wrong. Should there be some time frame set, for example, on these things, some limit of how long these investigations can drag on?
Look, you know, I think in the interests of justice, so these bodies like ICAC can actually get the correct information, talk to who they need to talk about, get all the information together, and I guess get the evidence and collect as much intel as they can. Unfortunately, I don't think you can put a time limit on it. But it's like people that, you know, have historic sexual assault claims. often they're not founded, and you know there may be situations where they are basically a vindictive situation where somebody's made, you know, raised an issue for other motivations. They're dragged down, and their reputation is basically, you know, completely destroyed in a lot of cases. So I understand your position there. It's just such a difficult thing when it comes to public office. It comes back to the cornerstone of our democracy and our trust in the government is transparency and accountability.
It's a tough one, that's for sure. A very serious topic for us to dive into today, Murray. Very good.
Friday afternoon, I'm going to need a vodka after this.
All right, well, I'll let you go and do that. Thank you so much, Murray Jones. Catch him, 4CA Breakfast, Monday to Friday.
Cheers, Gav.